In the days that followed, Prudence and Courtney Brown and Courtney's other students began to work seriously on psychically viewing the Saturn-shaped object next to the Hale-Bopp comet. "And we found," said Prudence, "that it was artificial, and it wasn't a mistake on Chuck's camera. It was an actual object, and it was alien in origin. It looked like a huge round metal object, and it had all these dents in it, concave indentations, and it had antennae sticking out, tubes sticking out, and it was coming right towards us, and we were so excited. Courtney Brown phoned Art Bell right away." On 14 November 1996, Art Bell announced two guests on his show, Chuck Schrammack and Courtney Brown. Art Bell: "Chuck, welcome to the program." Chuck Schrammack: "Thanks, Art. Great to be here." Art Bell: "You are an amateur astronomer, right?" Chuck Schrammack: "Have been since I was 8 years old. Now I'm 46. Art Bell: "So not such an amateur." Chuck Schrammack: "Ha ha ha!" Chuck began to describe his photograph, how he had come to take it, how his heart had started pounding when he realized that the object, the companion to Hale-Bopp, wasn't a star, because he checked his star chart, and there was no star like that in the comet's vicinity. Chuck Schrammack: "This is a big thing, and there appear to be Saturn-like rings. This is amazing." Art Bell: "What could it be?" Chuck Schrammack: "Well, I think that might be an area for Courtney to get into. I have no idea." Art Bell: "So there you go, that's Chuck in Houston. We're going to ask Courtney Brown what it's all about. Maybe he can help. I suspect he can." After the break, Courtney Brown offered the knockout, the result of his and Prudence's and the Farsight Institute's psychic study of Chuck Schrammack's photograph. Art Bell: "I've seen the Hale-Bopp photograph, and it really is odd. There's something really big out there. I've no idea what it is, but whatever it is, it's real." "Well, Professor, what the hell is it?" Courtney Brown: "I'm willing to tell you. Do you want me to tell you?" Art Bell: "Tell me."